Welcome to Vibrant Living Conversations. I'm your host, Gemma Putty. As a life coach to midlife women, I'm excited to bring you tools, tips, and local experts to help you ditch the autopilot living by stepping into your true power, who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life, root to crown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast, Vibrant Living Conversations. Today, I want to talk about life chapters. So life chapters are literally the chapters that your kids, your grandkids, the future author that's writing your biography, going to look at when they're looking at your life story. Our life is broken up into a series of chapters. It's such a fun way to think about it. Usually there's a pivotal moment, the beginning or the end of a chapter, and it's this evolution of we're born as little babies and obviously just getting older and that journey. But as I like to look at life through the lens of the chakras, from root to crown, it's the evolution of what happened to us in that first life chapter that created our root chakra, our sacral chakra, our solar plexus, our heart, our throat, our third eye, our crown. In those first 20 years where we're very like malleable and taking in the stories from the world and evolving into who we really are in the first 20 years. And then from there, the goal is really balancing and rebalancing and redesigning what happened to us and the stories that we took on in those first 20 years to feel safe and stable, to find our power and build relationships and find the meaning of love, but to reassess it in the second part when we're more stable and experienced in life. So as I am life coaching, as I am encouraging women to look at their life and see, where did some of these stories come from? How did you get to where you are now? It's fun, I think, to look at our life chapters and say, okay, if I was to define my life into chapters right now, how would it look? So do this exercise. What would your life chapters be? How would you define them? Like I mentioned, most of them, all of them, are going to have a pivotal point at the beginning or end of the chapter. For me, it's very classic, the first couple of life chapters, right? You've got the one where you're a baby. You're like a little tiny being. And that one, A, we don't really remember. And B, is very shaped for us. That's that root chakra development chapter where we are dependent on our parents or who raised us. The world that we're living in, the situations that we're in, for feeling safe and secure, and how we define that. So in that first life chapter as a baby, lots of stories are taken on to shape your worldview, to shape your life moving forward. That is the root. That is your grounding for developing the rest of your life. And at that point, we don't really have any control of it because we're these tiny little babies. So as that is formed, now like moving forward through your life chapters, you can tell from how your parents were if that grounding chakra is stable or not so stable. And that's I'm using the word fun, but it's part of the human journey to say, okay, you know what? I might have had life chapters that were a little rocky. Chapters where I was influenced by not the most positive things, that I may have taken stories on or understanding of stability that maybe isn't healthy and doesn't serve me anymore. And so being able to say, okay, that root, that first chapter in life when I was a baby, I don't remember it, but knowing the pieces of your life, was it stable? Or is there some things in there that you could work with an energy worker specifically to dig out and bring to the surface and see how is it defining your life now, for good or for bad? Because those when we can't remember it, it's hard for us to be able to write it down and process it in that way. Your body is carrying it in a totally different way when you can't remember it from being that little baby. Anyway, so this is the baby chapter, which is the root chakra. And then moving on the chapters as you get older, of course, school can define a lot of our chapters for us until we're probably 18 for most people, whether it's preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college. And of course, I am talking through my worldview. This isn't necessarily normal for everyone. So looking at your life and seeing what were the pivotal things happening there that were shaping that experience and how I was showing up. For me, one thing that threw off that classic life chapters of being school defined was moving from England to the United States when I was 11. So suddenly I had those life chapters that were primary school, high school, but then there was before I left England, where my whole immediate family was, where my family had lived for generations, and then there was the after I moved to the United States, Derby, Kansas, of all places, and what that meant for me in showing up in the world. Like, looking back on it and doing the work that I'm doing now as a life coach, as a human being who just loves the human journey of growing and learning and understanding myself, I can see that that move when I was 11, at the core of becoming myself, it rocked my world. And not for bad necessarily. Yes, I went through a lot of complex things in dealing with leaving a culture that I knew and felt comfortable in and didn't even have to think about, and moving to a culture where everything was new and I was the outsider with the cool accent. I didn't feel like I had a cool accent. I felt like the outsider, and how I wanted to fit in, and also my perfectionist tendencies back then to not just fit in, but to be the top-notch American high school girl. It put me on a spiral of unhealthy habits and thinking and perfectionist tendencies, and realizing that I had a couple of life chapters in there that were very, yes, they were focused around school, but they were very focused on me being a perfect human being, which is not attainable, right? But for some people, life chapters, a divorce is in there, a new marriage, a death, anything can define a life chapter. And there's no right or wrong answer. As you're looking back on your life and going, what defined that section of what, how I was showing up, how life was one way and then something happened and then it became another way and I had to pivot and learn how to be a new person in the world. Like, I'm thinking about that even with my children, right? Once my daughter was born, my son's experience of life was very shifted, and not even just his, mine, my husband's, my parents, and for a good thing, but it changed how we showed up in the world. It changed our priorities. It changed how our time was spent. And being aware of that helps you intentionally write the story of your life. It helps you reflect on, okay, for this chapter, what is my priority? It's not going to necessarily last for my whole life, but for right now, what does my priority need to be? What do I want my priority to be? What does that mean for where my time is going? How I'm showing up in the world? And realizing that the chapter's not going to last forever. For me right now, for example, Matilda, my daughter, is 8 months old. So I am in that first year of having this little adorable baby girl who needs me in so many ways because she can't do things for herself, right? Right now she's teething, so she's getting these sharp objects pointing through her gums on a nightly basis. Why does it happen at night? Can someone please explain that to me? But it's a little life chapter, right? Really, the first year of their life is so different and takes so much more energy and attention from the parent than after the first year. So breathing into the life chapter and being like, you know what? It's kind of intense right now, but I love it. I love the snuggles. I love that she needs me. I love nursing. And it's a very short, little year-long life chapter. And then after that, she's going to be crawling and just, it's going to be on to the next thing. But realizing that each life chapter can be little short nuggets, or they can be decades long. But also realizing that to some level, you can define that. Of course, not with, if you have a newborn, like it is what it is. It's going to be a year until she's developed. But sometimes in midlife, we get into this train of blah and let it go for so long. So the opportunity here in looking at the life chapters is intentionally writing it. If you're in a blah and it's been this way for a long time, is there a way you could wrap up this life chapter, see what lessons did you learn here, and look as to how you want to write the next one? If this chapter right now you're feeling lost, overwhelmed, blah, let's wrap it up. Let's look at the lessons that you've learned. How has it made you stronger or weaker? We have those moments where you're like, oh, that was not my finest moment. I really sunk down low. That experience really took my confidence, shook my worthiness, shook my stability in the world. But that's okay, that's life, right? There's the ebbs and the flows, and it's the human journey is to acknowledge them, but also to realize how you can move past them, how you're going to continue moving forward, learn the lessons, forgive yourself, heal from whatever needs to be healed, and move on to the next thing. And with the chakras, I started talking about the root chakra, but each of them forms over the first 20 years of life. Like it starts at the root and they move up, which is so fun having my little children and watching them develop. Right now, Beckett, who's almost 4, is developing his solar plexus chakra, which is confidence, his ego is very ego focused, and his will in the world, and his power. So of course he's challenging us. He's pushing back. He's questioning. He's trying to figure out if no really means no. He's creating his own little power. But so, and next he'll move on to create, like the heart chakra will be really forming, and then the throat and the third eye and the crown. But realizing that those are each forming as well. So the life chapters that we have can take on a theme, especially when we're like little children. There's the outward theme, but then there's that inward theme of how is it relating to each of my chakras? What am I working on here? And once they've formed in the first 20 or so years of life, then that midlife portion is to go back and rebalance and redesign what is and isn't working. So if you're struggling with having healthy relationships, you can look back on earlier chapters and be like, what happened in relationships that led me to think that being treated horribly and people-pleasing was okay? Because I'm magnetizing it in all of my, in my chapter right now, and I don't want to do that. I want to start attracting a partner, a boyfriend, a girlfriend that's going to see me and support me and love me and nurture me as a worthy human being. So what happened in these past life chapters that shook that, that made me not feel worthy and started allowing me to attract unhealthy relationships? Because I need to go back and forgive that, to heal that, to end those stories, pull them out of my head and rewrite them so that I can move on into this next life chapter with new stories, new worthiness, so I can start magnetizing different healthy relationships that I want. So looking back on your life chapters. And I say life chapters because when you start looking at life as a big blob, it's overwhelming. But when you start to break it up into little chunks, you can start to see, oh, in that section, this was happening, or in that section, this happened, and I took on these stories from that relationship that I was in, or that job that I was in, or from being in college and feeling like I needed to be the top student and being in a very challenging environment. I took on all these survival tactics, but they weren't healthy. Like, I don't need to be in constant competition anymore. That wasn't healthy. It was what it was back then, but I can let that go because I'm not in a challenging college situation anymore, or I'm not in an unhealthy relationship. So looking forward, looking back on your life chapters just allows you to see where it came from so that you can rewrite it, intentionally rewrite the next chapters of your life. And I love, love, love to look through the chakra framework because, again, at this point in midlife, you can be intentional about it. You've had plenty of lived experience. You know what you like, what you don't like, what is working, what is not working, if you take the time to reflect on that. And you can start at the root chakra. What is your relationship with your body? What is the first thing that you need to heal is probably the root, your grounding. Are you built on rock or are you built on sand? What is your relationship with food, with your body and how you're exercising and flowing with her? Or are you not? Are you stagnant and that's an opportunity for you to grow? What is your grounding in the world? Do you feel stable in your life situation, financially, having a home or somewhere that feels comfortable for your family, for yourself, shelter? Are all of those things in place? And looking, if they're not, maybe that's the next life chapter that you're gonna move into. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna spend some time getting back to the basics, getting back to creating just a solid, safe, secure foundation for myself. Or maybe it's the sacral and you're really gonna focus on relationships and creativity and finding pleasure in just the day-to-day. So using the chakras as that framework for holistic loving, because it's from the inside out. Those chakras are in you energetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually. They cover the gamut of a holistic life. And they give you that framework of being like, okay, what's off? Is it my security in the world, my body, my relationships, my ability to just enjoy the small things, my ability to love or be loved, my confidence in the world, my ability to express myself, my ability to for personal growth, envisioning my dream future, my spiritual life, my connection with oneness and knowing that I'm not alone in this world? Which of those need focusing on? And maybe I'm gonna write a life chapter focused towards that. And of course life happens. Like a lot of this stuff, it happens and your life chapter gets thrown on its head because situations arise. But in that moment, still being like, okay, how am I gonna show up for this? How is it going to define my life? Am I gonna fall into a hole? Or am I going to rise up, get community, find support, do the inner work so that I can still come out of this chapter with my head held high, realizing like, oh gosh, that was hard, but I grew from it, I learned from it. Right? We have those life chapters that are horror stories, that are mystery novels. It's part of the journey, but realizing that you can choose to close them. Some of them are a little bit more like, okay, you've got to sit it out and it's going to last a year longer, a couple more months. But being conscious of that, like, okay, this is going to be this way for me for the next 3 months. Matilda is going to be 1 in 3 months. So right now my workout schedule is not getting up at the crack of dawn like I really love doing. It's not going to bed at really, I mean, I'm going to bed, but then the teething happens. And so I'm breathing into this life chapter as It's just a little, it's teaching me deep love, not teaching me, it just cracked my heart open and I'm feeling the deep love, but teaching me flexibility, compassion with myself, self-nurturance, and just realizing that it's not about me becoming the best version of myself. It's about me being flexible and just being open to the love, being guided, being supported, creating community. Like, I'm not doing it all myself like I used to. So I'm learning all of these lessons in this chapter and knowing that for the most part, things are going to change in a couple of months as she creates more of her own independence. So using the life chapters just as that framework to realize life is not one big blob. It's not. You get to write it. You get to see how you've lived the chapters up to now, how they shaped you, how they made you stronger or not so strong, and give you the opportunity then to look ahead to the next ones and say, how am I going to write the next chapter? How am I going to write the next couple of chapters? Are they going to be about grounding, creating relationships, being more vulnerable, more expressive just in who I am? Are you just ready to be connect to the oneness? Are you ready for your spiritual chapter of being like, yes, that's what I'm going to focus on? And not that it needs to be just one facet, but giving yourself like a little direction, right? You don't want to try and accomplish it all at once. And there's just natural sways in life that allow you to have more time or more calling to focus on one of the chakras or life areas, right? Like when you're in your early 20s, mid-20s, early 30s, that for me, that will and that adventure in the world and like really figuring out who I was and who I wanted to be with the freedom and independence, like having a job and making money, but I still didn't have children. Like I look back on that and I was just figuring that out and that was so fun. But now, and now I'm in this new chapter and I'm excited to look ahead even into the future chapters. And that's including looking at the chapters of my children's growth. What is that going to mean for my life? I just love it. I love looking at life chapters, being aware you can take ownership of where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. And it just gives you the opportunity to write your story intentionally. Whether you need to rebalance, redesign, write your story intentionally. This is your life. So using those life chapters to start writing your life, really take ownership. Like the biography of someone writing your life in the future, that's no fun. You get to write your life right now. So think of it that way. Let's not write it from like, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened and I was swayed in the wind and that thing happened. You get to be in your life right now and write it as you want to continue. It may not have been the way you want it to be for the last several years, but guess what? Close that chapter. Again, you can look back on the lessons learned, on the strengths that you gained or then weaknesses and close it down, heal, forgive yourself, realize that you were exactly where you were meant to be. And I know that's a hard one, but you were exactly where you were meant to be if you can learn the lessons. Because if you didn't learn the lessons, they're going to be handed to you again in the next life chapter. So reflect, what lessons did you learn? What lessons do you need to learn? And how are you going to move into the next chapter as this fresh version of yourself? And who will she look like? Who is that person going to be dancing in your next life chapter, more aligned to yourself, to who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life? Thanks for joining me. Take care.
If you like this podcast, I want to invite you to coach with me. let's ditch the autopilot living to slow down, tune in, reset, and redesign your life to glow from the inside out based on the beautiful being who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life. I help you understand your self-sabotaging ways, program thinking, and tendencies to outsource your power, and reshape them to align with the true you for this chapter of your life. To join me in a complimentary coaching session, go to my website, www.gemmaputty.com. Sending all the love, light, and vibrancy. Until next time.